reads the tzavta lenagva, and then they absorb a little bit more, and then the way to make kosher is to use the ashes and the water. The kitna, it's made out of flax, miyashtan, that absorbs much more, and again you have to dry it out for a year. Again, the yispu kitri, if it has knots in this type of a filter, then sharulu, you have to first untie the knots. Right. Rashi says, matirin, v'yachakach menagvon, shayayin nivla b'ksharm, because you can't leave it, the knots there. The wine gets absorbed there, stays there in the knots, you won't make a hechsher. So you have to first untie the knots, and then make the section. Itlo, we learn like this. Amoretz, shohoishit yodoy lagat. And Amoritz, that the usually in Amoritz is Tomei, he stretched out his hand and put it into the wine vat. Yod Elagas, Vinoga Biashkelis, and he touched some cluster of grapes. But it was a vat that they put the cluster of grapes there, and they started to press it. So there's some yain on the side, and there's some cluster of grapes. So the Amoritz put his hand inside this big vat, and all he touched was just the grapes. So Vinoga Biashkelis. So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Chia, that Chadam, one of them says, Eshkel b'chol svivoysof temeim, only the cluster of grapes, and what's exactly around what the cluster of grapes itself is touching, that remains tamei. But b'chol agas kula tayra, the rest of the gas, that remains tor. The Chadam, the other one says, no, kol agas kula nami temeim. That makes more sense. The Amoras touched it. He touched his big vat. True, we only touched the grapes, but they're all together. The grapes are touching the wine, it's touching the whole vat, they're all connected together. So the Amoris touches it, those things become stony. So what's the machlokes? Let's see. Yeah. Now, Lamandi Yama Eshkel, the Chosvi voice of Tamei, we hold just the cluster of grapes. And what's exactly around it is Tamei, the Cholagas Kulotaro, Maishna, why is this different? That we learned. We learned sherets. If you have a sheret, a dead sheret, that's tamei. Shenimtsa berechayim, you find it inside the mill that you're grinding. Rosh berechayim shetech nemezesim, you're grinding up the olives before you put into the vat, and then you put into the olive press. So eino metamei elamakam ago. It says clearly that the sheret touches the rechayim, it only comes tamei exactly the olives that are touched. Let's say there was juice there already, there was liquid there traveling from olive to olive, then I call Tomei, that makes it for chibur. If there's a mashke like juice connecting one olive to another olive, that's called one chibur. Then if the sheret touches any part of it, those things become Tomei. So what do you see? You see, it depends. If there's liquid there, so that's mechaber, makes one big connection. So you're also by the gas, the avimina by the gas is that there's liquid there. True, there are grapes there, but there's liquid also. So for why do you say only the grapes become tamei? Since there's liquid there, the liquid should be mechaber, make one big connection. It's all like one big thing, and when the amaris touches any part of it, automatically the whole thing should become tamei. So Mar says, Hosom lemitsak lemidi. No, over there by the olives, there's no separation. The flow of oil or water goes straight from one olive to another olive. Therefore, it's called one big connection. Those things become tummy. But over here, there's separation. The ashkolos, the cluster of grapes, like separate. The flow does not go over the cluster of grapes. It's like you see the clear cluster of grapes. That's by itself. There's water on this side, water on that side. But it does not flow over the grapes. Therefore, the grapes is called like a hefsik, and therefore only is tamei the grape itself, the cluster of grapes itself, and not the whole gas. That's not called the chibur. It's not called one big attachment. Rashi says, "Lamasik midi shamashke mechabron uvezay semein ashkolus." Why olives? There's no cluster of olives there. Therefore, the olives like are just flowing in the water itself. Therefore, it's called one big connection. But over here, where you have a cluster of grapes, that's mastic, we don't see it for one connection. Therefore, this sheet holds only the cluster itself that he touched is tamei, and not the rest. Oirulei Rabbanon Rav Yirmiyah. So the Rabbanon taught, was the paskin in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. For Yarmulah, some say lebreid Rabbi Yirmiyah, the paskin in front of the son of Rabbi Yirmiyah, kedivriyam, but the one that says, Eshko v'chosi v'aysav t'meyim, v'cholagas kulu taris, mashminat halacha. That here we say this story that the hefsek here, the cluster of grapes, makes a division, and therefore what becomes tummy is only the cluster of grapes, and not kolagas. Not that it won't be chibur here, there's a connection, there's a dividing between the two.
I think, Rabbi, one of the reasons
now, you let's see the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Haloikeach kli tashmish menodik chavim. If you go to buy utensils, food utensils from a guy, want to buy pots, pans, silverware, you go buy it off a guy. So it depends. Eshadakra lahatfil yasun. Last week's parsha, we had two mitzvahs, and when you buy kelim, the kli midyum, first of all, is the mitzvah tefilah kelim. You have to put the kli in the mikvah. Anytime you buy a kli suda, a kli that's used for food, before a Jew uses it, he has to first make a tefilah, put it into the mikvah. And secondly, if the goyim used it for treifus, we have to make a hechsher. We have to make sure it's kosher. So, if you buy a kli tashmim v'chavim, eshadakul hatfu means it wasn't used anything hot, he only used it with cold, and therefore no bli and nothing went into the pot, so it's enough just to like put it to the mikvah. That's all. You don't have to worry about getting out the bli of the tam ha'isa. So then it's enough just to put it to the mikvah and then it become kosher. Then you could use it. What about lahagim? Let's say this is a pot that the goyim used to cook up their pork in, and they used it, they cooked it up there. So now the lachar is yagil. You know, before a Jew uses it, he has to make a hechsher, he has to make hagolo. Meaning you have to put it into a pot that's boiling with hot water, and then you put this pot inside that pot. That's the best way to make hagolo. That you have a big pot with boiling hot water, then you take the kelim you want to make a hechsher and throw it into the boiling hot water. Leave it there for a second or two and then take it out. Lelavein, something that would use like a spit over the fire when you barbecue something, used over the fire itself, lelavein bor, was heated up in fire itself, then the way to make a hechsher is also lelavein bor. You have a spit also, you have to make a hechsher, you have to put it into fire itself, let it get red hot in fire. Hashbud, that's the spit you use to cook over the fire. V'yasachlo, another type of a spit also that's used. When you roast over the fire itself, so then malavin bor. The way to make a hechsher is you have to malavin it bor. You have to make sure it gets red hot in fire. Hasakin, what? A grill. Good, good. The grill itself, right? It's used over fire itself. The fire is directly in contact with the grill, and there's no water there. Therefore, you write barbecue. So the way you have to hechsher the same way. Now, hasak. What about a knife? A knife is shofar v'toira. So shofar really means just clean it out. Just sharpen it. Shofar. Which the Gemara will say, the Eitzra, famous Eitzra is, stick it into the ground 10 times. Stick it into hard ground for 10 times. That would make the snack in kosher. We'll see exactly what type of a knife we're talking about. But obviously we're not talking about these knives that they use for a spit over the barbecue itself. Like if you use it over the barbecue, then it needs a libun. We're talking about regular knives, we'll see in the Gemara. Get it red hot. You have to, the same way it was used with fire, in direct contact with fire, not with water, then you have to make a living. But usually pots, there's always contact with water, even though sometimes the pot dries up, it gets burnt up. And of course, then it's a famous question. If the pot got burnt up, there's no water left, then it's a direct contact with fire. You have to have living on the pots also. We'll see. We go after Rov Tashmisha though. Since Rov times you use the pot as with water, it's enough to be master it with water. Because our hechsher anyway, usually always we leave it over one day. Once it's a day old, so the time already we had before is nice and time of gum. The time that comes out is a bad taste, and therefore midirais gets smoother anyway. So midirais, really all you have to do is just leave over the pots for one day, and the next day you could use it. The rabbanan made exera, if you start to do that, we're afraid you won't leave it over a day, you use it during the first day. Rabbanan made exera, you should not use the pot, even in the b'nei yoimin, otto b'nei yoimin. That's why we have to make our hechsher. And that's why there are a lot of coolers in our hechsherim. So we go after Rov Tashmishai. The way, the majority of the times, the way you use the kli, that's the hechsher. Even though one time you use it over the fire, but the majority of times it was used with water, you can make a hechsher with hagolah. Now the Gemara says, Tana will learn like this. Tana v'kulan tzrichin tefillah. be avoyim so. Anytime you buy a kli off a guy, again, it has to be a kli suda. That's the Xeris HaKosu. A kli suda, something that's used to do with food, when you buy it off a guy, you have to first put it into the mikvah. You have to put it tzrichim tefillah b'avoyim so. Minon and Emily, how do we know this? Omarabba, Omarova, the Omakros, the Dimidiraisa. The Pasuk says, Kol Dovra Shayova Beish, Taviru Beish, Vitoher. So this is by the Kli Midi last week's Parsha that it says, anything that the Goyim used to cook up their trefus with fire, so now the Jew has to make a Heksha with fire. The Klal always is, Kavoleya Kach Poltoi, the same way it went in, that's the way it goes out. But then the Pasuk says, Vitoher, an extra word, Vitoher. So what does the pasuk mean v'torah, to make a tor? Ha'isav l'chua kostev taira acheres. The pasuk means head on, there's another type of a taira here. Now what? You have to put into the mikvah, or a kosher mikvah of a boim so. Tony back, what?
Plus the mikvah.
Tony back a por, mitersh, since the pasuk says, mitersh shenemar, the meinida puts the kli into a water of the meinida, shemei, and I hear from here, shetorach hazor shlishu shvi. I would have thought the same mamish. Meinida means the meich, meinida means mechatis. A mamish, you have to spritz on the kli, the azoyis, on the third day and the seventh day. Mamish, I got tell me meis. Talmudim, the pasuk says, ach, let's call it. It's different. You do not have to make shlishu shvi. That these kelim do not have a tumah meis on it, it's just a regular tumah. And came if so, matam loyma b'meinida. It means mayim shenida tevelas them. It has to be a kosher mikvah. It has to be a mikvah that a nida could go into. Have a yom from here. We hear avoyim so. When you want a toivu yekelim, it has to be in a mikvah that would be kosher for a nida. Now itzok lemichtav. I need the pasuk v'toher. Itzok lemichtav b'meinida. I need both pasukim. Ikos of v'tor just to make it tor. Havemina v'tor koldu. Maybe kosher rachmona. Maybe you don't need a mikvah 40 so. Even a small mikvah would be enough, as long as you put it into water. Therefore, kosher rachmona no b'meinida. That it has to be b'meinida. It has to be in a mikvah that's kosher for anida. Now, v'kosher rachmona b'meinida. We just said the words b'meinida have a mina harashemesh, that you have to wait like anida till the night time. When you put it into the mikvah, you cannot use the kli yet until you wait till the night time. Kanida is kosher rachmona v'toher. No lialter, that becomes tor right away. As soon as you put the pot inside the kli, inside the mikvah becomes tor. Now what type of kelim need a tefillah? Midiraisa, it has to be a metal type of a kli. Amasunsi, midirabon, even glass, where also needs. China is a machlekas ready. Some people are mekel, China does not have to have a tefillah.
What's the difference?
It's not glass. That's the question. Musunsi. 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 Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Ravua. Afilo kelim chadoshim amashim. Even if you buy a new kli, even though the kli was never used yet by the guy, but as long as the guy owned it, mashmat has some type of a tumor on it. Something that's owned by a guy has tumor. And therefore, why do you, I'll bring you proof. Therefore, you have to put it to the mikvah before we use it. What's the proof? Do you shun him, even old kelim? But the libnon, once we made a hechsher, once we put it into the fire, we took out all the time of the yisra. So now, kechadoshim domi, they have no more time yisra inside it. It's like a new kli. The filohachi boy tfila. You see, as long as the guy owned it, that's toying for Jew now, when he buys it, to be tevlet. If he borrows this from the guy, you don't have to be tevlet the kelim. If you borrow something from a guy that's kosher, you don't have to be tevlet. It's only when a Jew buys it. Maskev lo rasheshes. He hachi afilu zuzah de sarbala. Zuzah de sarbala. What's that?
She's saying.
Scissors. If so, even scissors should have to tevlet also. Afilu zuzah de sarbala nami. Like any kelim you buy for a guy. Omalei no. Klisuda arminu mapash. It says the klisuda only kelim that are used for food. Only food kelim need a tefillah and not scissors. Omer Nachman Omer Abahua Lo Shonu Ela Beloichin. Only if you bought it off the guy. Or Kamaisa Shoy. That was the case of Midyan. That when we killed out the Midyan, the Jews took it and we owned it now. Only if a Jew comes to own it, then does he have to put it to the mikvah first. Avashulim Loi. If you just borrow a kli off a guy, that's okay. And let's say you go into a Goyish restaurant and for some reason it's kosher there, then you'll be allowed to use his kelim. But the Xeris HaKosu is only likely midyan only if we buy it. If we just borrow it, it belongs to the Goyim and it's kosher, and we're using it, then you don't have to have a tefillah. Avashulim Loi. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, that would be an Esav as you buy a new kli off the store, off the guy, and you have no time to be tabling it, so you tell the guy, I don't want to buy it now, I'm just going to borrow it till next month. I'll pay you next month for it. Now I'm only borrowing it from you. So you'll be allowed to use it without putting the mikvah. K'mais shoyim. Avu shulim loy. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef zovin mono de marda metachovim. He bought the kli marda. Rashi says adoma, kli adoma. It's made out of clay. A clay kli he brought. Mono de marda, a plate made out of clay. So Sovri thought latfilo, you have to put into the mikveh first. The Torah says klimatches, only a metal kli. That's what you have to put into the mikvah. But achet a zov, but not clay. Om Rav Ashi though, but hani kli schuchas glass. Ho yul b'chi nishtar b'sinsus, glass breaks. Yesh lehen takono, you could blow it up again. Glass should just melt down again and blow it up again. So since you could fix up glass, with the rabbonim could clean matches dummy, it's considered like a clean matches. But just like on metal you have to be tovel with the raisa, the rabbonim made xer on glass is like metal, that also when you buy glassware off a guy, you have to put it into the mikveh first. Rashi's chuches shenisabru royo latichoy, you can melt it down, laflase kli, therefore it's like metal. What about kunya? Kunya, that's like earthly ware. So pligi bar ravacha ravina. Chadom akit chilosoi, v'chadom akisoifoi. One says it's like chilosoi, it comes out of the ground, that it's rushes, it's just like clay, it's not matchis, so you don't have to be toivled. The seven kisoifoi means bosa soifozinim, shechifu matchis. That what they do with this earthly clay is on the outside they smear it with metal. So since they glaze it like with metal, that's why it has to be toivled. That's our shayl about shiner also. Shine itself, earthware itself, does not need tefillah. The shayl was our shiner was glazed. As glazed was glass. Glass needs tefillah. That's the shayl of our glazing means something or not. We'll see tomorrow. Some learn real glazed here is that the glass has some substance to it. If you take away the earthly clay, you could use the glass by itself. Our shine is glazed so thin that you can't use the glazing by itself. It's only part of the china. That's why some poiskim are makel today to say our china.
This usually is an afloat to the poiskim that some say you do have to toivel china today. Some say you do not have to. If usually with the minigir that a little bit makel, that if it's possible though, you should be toivel it like before you use them, or if you can't get around to be toivel them now, then be toivel them later. But we really hold that our glazing is not really glazed, since the glass itself you cannot really feel or use it by itself. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on next time.
Well, okay, we're holding up Ayin Hey in my base. Start a little bit more again on the 5-6 lines up on the small lines. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef zovin mono de marda miyabikachogim. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef bought the kli, a marda, that's an earthly kli, off a guy. So Sabri thought, Lad Viloy, he thought he has to be table put into the mikvah before he uses it. It was a kli suda. Omalayum Rabban, Rabban answered back, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, the Dedima Farshali Minei, to Rabbi Yechon. I was explaining the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that Kli Matches Amrum Aparsha. The Torah only says the Kli Matches. You have to have a metal Kli. But it's the Kli Matches, Lenin Tfilah, the Kli of the Chavim, the Chiv, Achas Hazov Yesakesev. It has to be made out of the metal. But here it's made out of an earthly Kli, you do not need Tfilah. Om Ravashi, Vedhani Kli Tchuchas Glass, Hoil the chinishtabru Islam takona. Since when glass breaks, you could melt it down and blow it up again. So kli matches domi, it's like a metal kli midrabonin. So midrabonin, we have to be toivol a kli tzchuches, and therefore we make a brand it also glass. Before you use it, supposed to be toivol it, and you would make a bracha midrabonin. There's a chiyas tefillah on glass. This is not a real din tum over here. And since it belonged to a guy, since the guy owned it, it's the ownership of the guy, and now when the Jew takes over, the Torah wants you to make a tefillah on it. Mikra did this only on matches, only on metal. Glass is also mekabel tumah. Just, it's exerts the cost of matches. The Rabbanan said glass is like metal. Yeah. It looks the, you can melt it down to make it over again. Now the question is, kanya, yeah, kunya, that's kunya kalim. Rashi says chiloso shacheris. It's made like china, earthly ware. But the chayf noisa b'chufi shaleva. They glaze it with lead. So it's glazed with something. So pligi bo ravach rabina chadom akit chilosoi. That what chiloso means that you're potter. It started out with a klicheris. you do not need a tefillah. For the chadam kesayfoy, since at the end they glaze it with lead, they put metal on it, it needs a tefillah. The ilkos of the machlokes says kesayfoy, you go boss at the end. Since at the end they glazed it with lead, therefore it needs a tefillah. It spoke out that Bismana is there, our china, it's a machlokes, because our china, even though it's glazed with glass, but it's a very thin glass, you come out, cannot see it even. You can't use it by itself. That's why there's some achrim that make it today, you do not have to be tayyib with your china, and some say it's better to do it. So whenever you get around to it, it's better to do it. If boil you up, a question like this. Mashkanto mai. What's going to be if you take a pledge from a guy? Or else if you give a Jew borrows money from a guy, and he gives the guy a pledge. So, and then it receives it back, well, the opposite way. The what? It belongs to the guy, right. It belongs to the guy, right. The guy borrowed money from the Jew, and he gave the Jew a pledge. Now the Jew wants to use this mashkanta. Is it considered like his, that he owns it, he needs a tefillah or not? My. Some of Mabar of Ashi, Abba by my father, Mashkin Layovit Chavim, Kosta the Kaspa, a guy once gave him for a Mashkin, a silver becha, the Afile, and first he put it into the mikvah, the Ashtile, and the Vishtile, then he drank with it. Now, Vulay Yadan, I'm not sure why he did this. E Mishum Diksava Mashkanta Kizvina Dami, yes, the fact you take a pledge is considered like you bought it, there's a Kenyan. We owe the Kenyan Mashkin, so it's considered like you bought it off the guy, therefore needs a tefillah. Or else, I mishum, the chazi levit chavim, here his father saw the way this guy, the daita lishkuye, this guy had no intentions of paying back money. He had intentions of letting him keep this mashkin. Therefore, this mashkin is considered like a Kenyan. But a regular mashkin where the Jew feels that the guy will pay him back soon, and he's going to give it back, it could be then a bimutah. But the Maisa Lacha will machmer that any mashkin needs tefillah.
Well, no, wait a second, but in a restaurant?
Tais speaks out here, Magilin or Madvilin vein. So next about left Taisis. Tais says, Lav Davka Magil, in a case where you buy a kli, you use kli off a guy. So the Pasuk by Midian says you have to do two things. You have to first make a heksher. Right. If it was used with fire, you have to cook it up again with fire and then make a tefillah. So the Gemara says, Magilin, Mashu, first you have to make a heksher and then you put it into the mikvah. Tais says, Lav Davka. Magav yachkach yatko. Ela filo matzvah, you can put it into the mikvah first. The hach tefillah, this tefillah we do, einoi bishvil tuma. It's not like this tuma means the pig, the trafus that's inside the pot, that's like a tuma. And therefore, lehevik ketoibu v'sheres biyodoi. It's not considered like the trafus is tuma. And therefore, if you put it into the mikvah, before you would be matzah the pot, it's considered like the tefillah is with the sheres, that's no good. No, why? The afilu chadashim, even new pots, tzrich and tefillah. See, it's not because there's tarfus inside the pot. Stam there's a locha that if you buy a kli off a guy, it needs tefillah. But to nami stak and shofar v'toram alpagav l'ator l'gamrish or tzrich giyul. Yeah, so that's Tosfos halacha that you're allowed to be tayvul the kli first, and then you could be master the kli. The Ritva argues that Tosfos says no, says that it is like a sheret. That you would have to make the heksher first. Whereas there's an Indian, when a Jew takes the kli off a guy, first he has to take out the tarfus, take out the trefus, and then he can put it into the mikvah. In Allah, we pass the night to Ritva, that lechetchila you should first always be machshir the keli, and then put it into the mikvah. But usually we only buy new kelim, so new kelim is no problem, just put it into the mikvah. Tana Rabbanim, halakea kli tashim yodrachavim. If you buy utensils that are used for food, off a guy, so dvorim shlonish tamish behem, a new kli that a guy did not use yet, so matfilin, all you have to do is just put it into the mikvah, vein turin, and then the kli is tore, you're allowed to use the kli. But dvorim shlonish tamish behem aidei tzoinin, let's say something like glasses, could go in kaisas that the guy just used to drink soda, to drink water in it, something he only used for cold, like kaisas, or katunyas, or tzluchyas, different type of glasses. So then the locher is madichin. All you have to do is just wash them out, rinse them off, or matvilin, and then be table them. So the gemara is mashma that first you have to make the heksher, and then you put into the mikvah. But since the guy only used it with cold, that's the locher. Cold is not balaya, does not go inside the kli. It only stays on the outside of the kli, or the inside. Therefore, just rinse it off, it's okay. What about the vorish and ishtamish vemaydechamin? Let's say pots that the goyim used, they cooked up the pork inside the pot. The goyim hayoris, the big urns, the akumkamosas, big pots, or mechame chamin, things you cook up hot water in. So then, magilan, you have to make hagolah. Hagolah again, as we'll soon see, you cook up a big pot of hot water, boiling water, and then you put your utensil inside it, you make hagolah. And we always say, kiboleya kach poltoi. The same amount of heat that brought the paraffin inside the kli, that same amount of heat is used to take it out. So if it came in through cooking, you have to get it out through cooking. Right. Now, so magilan umagilan bein turn. Put it into the mikveh and then store.
How long do you have to leave it there?
A few seconds, that's all. A few seconds. It shouldn't do it 1 second. It's really around 5 seconds. Dvarim shenishtamshu bem aydei or, something you use directly over the fire itself. The goyin hashpudim, the spit that you roast on, or else yachsachloyis, the grates, or the barbecue that you use. So then malabnin, you have to make sure it also becomes red hot. We'll soon see what it means. Umadvilin, and then you put into the mikvah. Vein torim, then they become tor, that takes off this tumah that was there when the goy owned it. Now, v'chulon shenishtamshu behem, achula yatzul. Let's say a Jew used this kli, he bought this pot off the guy, and he used it, he cooked up food, before he put it into the mikvah, or else, kashala yagil, in the case where even the goyim used it to cook up their pork, the Jew now used it before he was machsha the kli, before he made hagol, before he put it into boiling hot water, or else, kashala yilab, and he bought a spit, or the grades off the goyim, and before he made a hefsher of libun, so, and the Jew used it, so what's the lacha? So Tony, the one price it says also that the food is also. Well, so see, even though it's less in time with gam, it's a day old, most probably the pots. Still, this sheet holds the food is also. But Tan Yidach, another price learns no muta. That's what we paskin, that the loch of the food is muta. And what's the machlokes? Like Kash, there's no real steer over here. I'll tell you. Ho commandi yoma nice in time with gam is also. Nice in time that usually the pot is left overnight. But since it's left overnight, we say any time, any taste that's inside the pot becomes the scum. Meaning when it's going to come out, the next time you cook, it's going to give a bad taste into the food. So therefore we hold there's no din of tam kiko on the scum. And therefore if you cook up without making a hechsher, the food is still mutter. Oman di yomar. That's the two sheet, but it's mutter what it's also. Now the Gemara is, if so, Ulaman di Yomar. This is mutter also. Yeah, now the Gemara asks a question, a famous question. Ulaman di Yomar, noisin tam lavgam is mutter. If you tell me now the taste that comes out of a pot that just ruins the food is mutter, so where is the Torah talking about? The Torah said if you take this kalim, the kli midyon, you have to first make a hechsher. Where's the case? Why? Like the Havamina is, it's a day old, the pot. So when the Jews wanted to use it, midiraisa, you don't have to make a hechsher. So why does the Torah say the pasta for the parsha of Taviru B'yesh? Some are Rav Chia B'reid Rav Huna Le'osra Torah Ela Kedera Bas Yoyim Enach Nami. The Torah